And this is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Does it bother you that the city of San Antonio every day is forced to put down unwanted cats and dogs? Does it irritate you that the streets of the city have so many stray cats and dogs? Why does San Antonio have this problem with overpopulation of animals? What can be done about it? We invite you to join our conversation about this topic. Give us a call, 614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. And you can go to our comments section on our website at tpr.org and send us a tweet on Twitter. Now, here to talk about it, we have Gavin Nichols of the San Antonio Area Foundation and Kathy Davis, Director of the Animal Care Services. Welcome to The Source, y'all.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, first, San Antonio wants to become a no-kill community. What does it mean, Kathy, to be a no-kill city?
Well, to be a no-kill, first you need to understand what no-kill means. The national definition for no-kill is basically when a shelter gets to that 90% live release rate. That means 90% of your pets are going home alive. Here in San Antonio, we certainly recall and look to that 90% number, but we also have to have a San Antonio look at that particular number. We have a tremendous amount of pets that come to us that have been hit by cars, have been out in accidents, have very serious injuries that they come to us with. We have a lot of pets that unfortunately come to us with distemper or with parvo, diseases that that kill them, that take their lives. And so we have to put our own swing on that and really look to see if 90% is a realistic goal. We're certainly shooting for that. We're very happy to sit here and tell you that we've had 3 months in a row where we've been above 80% live release rate. So we're headed towards that goal with every step, with every day that we have in our community here. And we know that it's also a community process to get us to no-kill.
So just because we call a city a no-kill, it's not an absolute. There are going to be some animals that just are not able to be adopted and they're because of health and other reasons. So 90% is what we're looking for. Where are we right now? What's the average?
We just closed out the month of March at 83% live release. So we're very close.
Very close. And so Gavin Nichols at the San Antonio Area Foundation, what is your role in trying to make San Antonio a no-kill city?
Well, at the Area Foundation, we have a no-kill program that's been in place since 2007. And we've been working with the city and animal welfare organizations to hold big adoption events, to put more money into spay-neuter, to make spay-neuter more available to more people, and to teach people and help people understand that pets are parts of the family. They're not just objects that they can dispose of. So that's been our goal, is to try to approach it holistically through care, adopt, neuter.
So making San Antonio a no-kill city, before we even embarked on this journey to get here, we had a huge problem in the city where we were using gas to euthanize animals. We don't do that anymore, right?
That's correct.
So we've moved on from that, and so the numbers are way down than they once were.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go to our phones. We do have some callers coming in, and we're going to go to our caller, Jennifer. She's on the line. Jennifer, what do you have to say?
Hi there. I'm a self-proclaimed animal rescuer. My husband has had to deal with my bringing home stray dogs that I have to keep overnight until I can bring them to the shelter or otherwise adopt them. But what I've tried to promote in my beliefs are that I think that we need to offer an incentive for people to bring their dogs in or their cats, and it's not just free anymore. Now it's come to like the aluminum cans where, you know, certain states offer 5 cents for redemption, and you don't see any aluminum cans on the side of the road. I think that's going to have to be the case with stray animals if somehow they could come up with the funds to pay the owner or this person $10 to bring an animal in that has not been spayed or neutered. And I know it can pose problems down the road with theft and whatnot, but I'll tell you, in 3 years, I don't think you're going to see a problem with the stray animals because there won't be litters. And then, you know, you can go about purchasing an animal the right way, through adopting or through a breeder otherwise. But that's my idea.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate that call. So has that idea been tried? Is it doable, having people, you know, get compensated to bring in a stray animal?
First, let me thank Jennifer for what she's doing out there. It's truly takes a village to be able to solve the problem of the strays that are out on the street, and I appreciate very much what you're doing to help all of those poor orphan animals out there that don't have a place to lay their head at night. So thank you very much for what you're doing. I will tell you that's an interesting idea. I've certainly heard of incentive ideas for getting people to spay-neuter their pets. There are organizations out there that have funded grants to have people bring their pets in and get them spay-neutered and given them a $10 stipend or a $20 stipend in order to get their pets spay-neutered. And I would love to see a charitable organization step forward and do something along those lines.
But she brings up an interesting point about theft. You know, like you can get money for copper, and so people go into people's houses and they rip out copper and things get stolen. I mean, you can imagine someone going into your backyard and stealing your dog so they can get $10 from the dog pound.
And that would be my concern. I don't know if everyone out there is aware, but we accept stray pets, pets that obviously somebody has found on the side of the road or has crept up onto their porch for the night. We do accept those pets free. So if somebody brings them into us, we'll put them in our facility. We'll certainly look to see if they have a microchip or a collar or some way of identifying who their owner is. And if there isn't an owner, then we'll go through the process of finding them a great home through our adoption group.
Okay, back to the phones. We're going to go to Armando. He wants to know about outreach to lower-income communities about this problem. Armando?
Yes, thank you. And I think this is wonderful. It's an important conversation. I think when it comes to low-income parts of our community and when it comes to also reaching out to our Spanish-speaking community, that, you know, we sometimes feel that we don't get communicated enough as far as what we can do. I think that a lot of my neighbors and a lot of people, even our local church at Mission San Jose on the day of the blessing of the animals, tries to have spay-neuter. It'd be great to see more of that happening.
Okay, Armando, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. And is that happening, or is the San Antonio Area Foundation reaching out to all these spectrums of our economy?
Well, we do have spay-neuter and adoption information in English and Spanish, so it is available. But undoubtedly, we could do a better job of reaching out to the Spanish-speaking public. I'll say that there are opportunities for spay-neuter. The SNAP mobile clinic goes to different parts of town on different days of the week. And it's a matter of looking for that and finding out when it's going to be in your neighborhood to make it easy for you to get that. Also, the city has put quite a bit of money into spay-neuter, including subsidizing spay-neuter surgeries in 10 different zip codes. So those zip codes, if you live in that zip code area, you can get a free spay-neuter surgery at any of the major spay-neuter clinics, SPAY-SA, SNAP, Animal Defense League, or the Humane Society.
Right, and so obviously the outcome of spay and neuter is to prevent more puppies and kittens from coming into the world.
Exactly.
We're going to keep pursuing this topic. We have more phone calls to get to. We'll get your questions on the air. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. Why do we have so many cats and dogs here in this city? What can be done about it? Give us a call, 614-8980. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. We're talking about San Antonio's overpopulation of stray animals and making this a no-kill city. Gavin Nichols of the San Antonio Area Foundation and Kathy Davis, the Director of Animal Care Services, here. And we're going to get to your phone calls, emails, and tweets. You can join the conversation at 614-8980. And let's go ahead. We're going to take a call. Christopher is on the air. And what do you want to add to our conversation, Christopher?
I was just saying how I travel the city every day and see these dogs and cats on the street, and I've already delivered a dog for a small contribution to the kennels, as well as a kitten that we took in and took as well. There's just too many animals out there, and it is humane in some cases to go ahead and euthanize these, because the inhumane thing is to go ahead and give it to a family that's ignorant or lazy and doesn't have the income, the means to take care of these
and then the dogs end up back on the street again, starving and, you know, having to avoid cars. So it is a terrible thing to have to euthanize the animals, but I think it's necessary and it is humane.
So, Chris, you have yourself picked up animals that you've found in the street and you've taken them into the city animal care services to be adopted out.
Right. We've had to pay a contribution, but, I mean, just as in one person doing it, I mean, it's expensive. And, you know, you have to pay, and, you know, so they can be neutered or treated, and hopefully they do get adopted. But if they get adopted out to another family that may take on more than they can afford to take on because they don't realize, you know, the treatment, the shots, the flea bath, you know, haircuts if it's a certain type of dog, toenail clippings, all the responsibility that's involved in owning, being a pet owner, you know, they're either ignorant or lazy or both. Or they just don't have the right attitude that it takes to take care of
right. Well, thank you, Chris. We appreciate your phone call. And so, Gavin, you wanted to address that?
Yeah, I think Christopher, he's got a good observation. But one thing we push is proper care for pets. And we can help any homeowners association, apartment complex, or individuals. We've put on what we call pet fiestas or pet fairs, which have lots of different options that help pet owners. And if they would contact us through our website, which is www.talkaboutitsa.org, they can let us know that they've got a neighborhood association or a homeowners association would like to have some help, and we can help them put together a program that will help everybody in that neighborhood. But the main thing is talking to your neighbors and encouraging them to keep their pets in their own yards. Don't let the pet roam around. And
that's
and
a
get
tough
the
conversation
pet
to have sometimes. You know, that's when the good neighbors don't always get along when it comes to talking about how you're taking care of the guy's pet. But, you know, is Christopher, I mean, he's a hero. He's out there doing what he can. It is a sacrifice. How many Christophers are there out there?
I believe there's a lot of Christophers out there, and it's great what it is that you're doing. And I agree with you. But we also see past that issue. And what we're trying to do is educate more people, provide information with for what they can do to help themselves. We know that people run into financial snags from time to time, and towards that end, we have a pet pantry that provides free pet food to people who just need a little help now and then. And that's available at our campus for anybody that obviously wants to come there and avail themselves of that. We also have one individual on our staff who's dedicated to education, and he goes out to our middle schools and our elementary schools every day of the week. This year he'll be in 157 schools talking to kids about responsible pet ownership and how to care for their pets in the hopes that we're raising a much more humane generation that will take over, obviously, when we leave. So I think, Christopher, you're right on target. We need to do, we need for all of us to be ambassadors, to talk to our neighbors, our friends, wherever we're comfortable, in helping them understand what's the right way to care for pets and what the responsibility is. There are fees, there are costs that come along with having a pet, just like there are with children.
Question or comment from our email. Could guests comment on the role of social media in placement rates? I'm a Facebook user who has, and many advocacy organizations around the city and state on her feed. And she looks at Positively Texas, and that kind of, they put up, I guess, pictures of animals. How does that work?
We have a Facebook page that I think is really very dynamic. We have a lot of people that post pictures of their pets. We post a lot of pictures of the pets that are in our shelter looking for a home, and if she wants to go check us out on Facebook, I'd be tickled to have her go there. It's really a very, very dynamic Facebook page. I think you'll find that you've almost got to log into it every hour to see what the new pets are that are posted on there.
Back to the phones. Kathleen wants to comment. Kathleen.
Yeah, I'm a cat owner, and I also have a few strays that come and feed from my cat dishes from time to time. I live behind Fort Sam, and there seems to be a lot of every week there seems to be another cat or another animal that's wandering around the area. A lot of people seem to have no problem with moving away and leaving their animals behind, especially, specifically cats. I've had one of my cats I acquired because that's exactly what the person that had had him first. She had him, a female, and their litter, and she moved out and left them in the apartment.
Wow. So, okay. Well, Kathleen.
Yeah.
All right, Kathleen, thank you for your call. And is that a common occurrence? People just they have a disposable attitude about their animals. Gavin?
Unfortunately, that does happen. And what I'd invite Kathleen and other citizens to do is if you have cats that are coming to your house and eating your cat's foods, if you're willing to keep feeding them, you can get them, you can trap them and get them neutered for very low or low cost or free, and then proceed to take care of them.
And one way to know if a cat has been neutered is to the little clip out of the ear, right?
The feral cat will have the tip of his left ear cut off. And so you'll see his ear tipped, and that's a signal that he's already been neutered.
And so we need to really focus on solutions, actionable things that need to take place to get San Antonio to that place where we can definitely call ourselves a no-kill city. Almost there, not quite over the goal line, right? Is that right, Kathy?
That's correct. And one of the things that we just talked about was clearly embracing TNR, Trap, Neuter, and Return, as one of the programs to help our cats get to that no-kill level. And in fact, we're there. We've actually reached that this month with getting our healthy and treatable cats either out to adoption or back out into the neighborhoods from where they came from for ferals. Other things that we're doing clearly are working with the larger high-volume pet partners, and they've done a tremendous job in helping us get pets out into great homes. Those partners are the Animal Defense League, the San Antonio Humane Society, San Antonio Pets Alive, as well as 70 other rescue groups that we work with.
Now, real quickly, Kathy, we talked about this earlier, but about making sure that the city is doing its job in getting stray cats and dogs off the street in order to make sure that doesn't become a problem. That is happening, right?
That's happening very frequently. We have our officers out on the street every single day. That's Sunday through Sunday. Our officers
And you have numbers.
And we're picking up huge numbers compared to what we did a year ago. A year ago, we were bringing in 30,000 pets to our shelter. Last year, we brought in 35,000. We're on track this year to bring in 35, maybe 36,000. So we're out there actively picking up the strays, and we invite the public to help us by bringing those strays into our shelter as well.
And you can also call, was it 311?
You can call 311 and call us if you have a pet that you have captured on your property. We'll come out and pick it up for you.
All right. Well, that wraps up this topic on this half of The Source. This is a lively topic, a lot to go through. We'll come back and visit this again. And you're listening to The Source on KSTX. We've got Gavin Nichols of the San Antonio Area Foundation, Kathy Davis, Director of Animal Care Services, and we'll be right back after the news.